Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform.
Well, baby, you got what I need. When you say he's just a friend. When you say he's just a friend. Oh, well, baby, you. You got
what I need. I want a cigarette.
Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
That's the moment.
But yeah, but he's going to fade it out of it.
You're just making it hard for me this time, aren't you?
No, I'm just going to like hide it.
I always
fade it down because it's a lot more smooth if you fade it down manually.
Yeah, but I swear like whenever we do it like this anyway, the track that we play for ourselves doesn't
fade it down.
Fine,
we'll do
it
again! If you're really interested.
I really don't give a shit, to be honest. I'm just trying to... You're different. You're treating me differently because I'm me.
Why don't we get Fitzy to do the intro this time?
Yeah, okay.
Gee, biscuits and death metal, bitches.
Out.
That is one thing.
Out, bitches.
I might just buy a shitty microphone. I can always carry on with me.
Vote Pedro.
So whenever I say something really awesome, which happens on a daily basis, I might just drop a mic and walk out. Like, don't even have it in hand when I'm saying it.
It'll be a bit awkward when you have to come back and pick it up.
I need like three or four. Yeah,
why don't you make them out of cardboard?
It needs a good clunk.
Neil will
be
getting an art attack start. Well, then just fill it up with something heavy. I don't know. What's heavy? Sand?
We'll just like buy it. I'm sure you can get a sheet microphone.
No, you just need to really like learn to economize. If you're going to have to spend all this money on mics, on principle, you cannot come back and pick up.
Mm.
You will have to drop it and leave it there. I mean, obviously, you'll have to like give up food or
I tie like a bit of tooth floss to it. Teeth floss.
Dental floss.
That's the one. Tooth. Same bloody fucking thing. Shut up.
Like fishing line.
It's something that's like invisible to the naked eye.
Yeah, dental floss isn't invisible.
Yeah, that's going to look retarded though.
Guys, the whole point is there's something I can tug on, so I walk out, I don't need to come back, and then
the microphone follows
me away.
Yeah, but basically, they'll follow the microphone, it'll be you and Ali still pulling it, and you look up and go, oh. And then everything just, that moves, no, you must leave it there.
I was like, it means I leave with a laugh though. No, the first one, like, the fuck, you just dropped the mic, and the mic is now moving. Oh, fuck, you've got another rock wire.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my god, Sean's amazing.
Well, you just get Fitzy with like, you know, sort of like dark shade glasses, like a trilby and like a long like matte coat to come up and be like, nothing to see here, pick it up and like walk away.
That's what you need, someone else to go and pick it up for you.
That's true, yeah. Have my entourage.
Mm.
So who wants position might pick her up.
I'll do it. I'm free, you know, Tuesdays and Fridays. Just only say awesome things on Tuesdays and Fridays and I can come and do it.
That's quite a big ask, to be honest. You still say just Friday.
Did you say big ass?
Tuesday or Friday?
I know.
Did you mention big ass? No ask. So.
Yeah, we could talk about big ass if you want.
Big ask?
No, big ass. it's nice if it's well formed.
Yeah, that's what happens to Tristan.
Sorry, guys. I just need to go out and take a cold shower. Need to roll in the snow.
That was probably the best timing ever.
Yeah, no, it's my alarm.
Was that just 10 past 10?
No, it's 15 past 9.
Yeah, so.
It's my thing for my
Saudade,
which I'm not wearing.
Okay, Felix, give us an intro. Make us remember it.
I thought we had the intro.
Welcome to our left.
Oh, okay, right.
Welcome.
Well done, Sean.
I was trying to drum roll it in. I'm sorry, guys. I thought I'd be a sportsman. I'll just be drunken instead.
Bitch, are you wearing corduroy trousers?
Holy bitch, are you wearing corduroy trousers?
Oh my god!
Shit, I thought I was the only one with corduroy trousers!
We're the cord crew!
We are the cord crew, son!
Yeah, give me one of those!
Yes!
Boom!
Oh, if we run the game, we can start fire! Yes.
Anyway, yeah, sorry, Fitzy.
Welcome to Losers with Shit Clothing. To my left.
Loser with Shit Clothing number one. To my left is.
Shit Loser number two, Nick Skoker. And to my left.
Molly Spears and Claire. And to my left.
Felix Skoker.
You can guess which two are the ones wearing shit clothing.
We've come full circle.
We have come full circle.
What's everyone drinking tonight?
Alcohol.
We have a special drink that we've made ourselves.
It's well, Tris has made.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like that. I don't need credit. I'm fully aware of my orders.
Well, so we're all drinking Manhattans.
I can't wait.
But,
yeah, we are not. But it traditionally needs sweet vermouth, but I only had dry, so I've compensated by adding a little bit of sugar. And we're using Irish whiskey instead of
Jameson.
Yeah, so we're using Irish whiskey instead of Canadian, and not Scottish, so it can't be a Rob Roy. So we're thinking of trying to make up our own name. You forgot to mention which podcast this was, by the way.
Yeah,
people should know if they're listening to it.
Well, you still need an introduction, man. It's part
still
of
haven't named that drink either.
Show okay, I'll tell you what. I'll do the introduction again, and then we can just cut it over.
No. Do the introduction
we're here
again.
Now.
We'll
we're
also
here
have
now.
This.
So the second introduction.
Second
yeah.
introduction. So
we're here now. Personal.
Well, yeah, it's actually personal. We're actually going to say our names this time.
Yeah. Okay.
This time it's personal.
And welcome to the First Orders podcast. I'm Felix Coker, and to my left,
Sean Wilkinson, and to my left,
Forrest Bondurant, and to my left,
Boudica, and to my left,
again, Felix Coker, full circle.
Sweet. Yeah, no, I have been watching Lawless all day, as everybody said.
Yeah.
And I've just been like, like, it's just basically the hip voices. I'm like, that's just shooting in it.
So, like...
I can't wait until the first...
Do you rate it highly?
I do rate it highly.
I guess it's one of the films you watched all day. It's going to have to be like a four.
Yeah. You know, I like it. But, yeah.
I saw the documentary called The House That I Live In, which is amazing. It's all about the war on drugs in America.
Lawless wasn't a documentary.
And
though I wish it was.
It's
so how did they get those angles?
It's really, really interesting, though. I recommend it. I think it's still on iPlayer for, like, the next... day, but like it's getting like Oscar nominations.
By the time this is out,
yeah,
it's gonna be like 2 weeks from now. And
yeah, it's getting like Oscar
nominations. If I'm
editing,
it's gonna be for another like 6-7 months. So
it's like
yeah.
this is one for the.
It better
archives.
Be within a 2 week limit. That we're saying.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I'll
I swear
getting.
To God, it's getting like Oscar nominations and shit. And it's just like
well, our podcast
that
should.
Came.
Our podcast should be
about time.
It's true. I've been doing this fucking 6 episodes now.
Yeah,
I'd like some recognition for fuck's sake.
I don't think they do podcast Oscars.
Well, they should.
I mean,
maybe they should
okay,
do Oscars.
That's what we start doing.
I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis does what? One little role in fucking Lincoln, and he gets Oscars. What the fuck do we get?
Exactly. Like
Daniel Day-Lewis is
it's
really.
Not, it's not
weird.
Right. It's not
he's
right.
a very good actor, in my opinion.
He's a very good actor, but in real, in like personal life, he's really weird. He's like hardcore method, like hard.
Oh, yeah.
Core method.
Yeah, I'm sure he's weird if he goes that hardcore.
Like,
no,
when,
he,
like
he,
when he was doing My Left Foot, which is the movie about the guy who the only part of his body that works
yeah,
is left
yeah.
foot. Yeah, he refused to do anything but sit in a wheelchair and have people do everything
he got
him.
People to feed him and carry from him the
yeah.
space that they needed. He also gave himself pneumonia when he was filming Gangs in New York because he lived in a place that had no central heating and wore the clothes at the time.
Really?
And he gave himself pneumonia and the doctor was like, dude.
Come
he is
on,
crazy.
It does work for him though, because he does get nothing but awards every time. He's also considered the most selective actor in Hollywood.
Yeah,
he's only done like 15
role.
Films in the last like 10 years or something ridiculous.
Well, yeah, he did that film 9 or whatever it was. Which
apart
was
from that, I don't know why he did that. I was forced to watch that and I was shit.
I never saw that.
Done.
What is it about?
It's a musical, but it's a musical set in like Italy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like that. And it's about a fashion. Company or fashion shoot or
oh god, I saw the posters for that. Yeah, that looks.
I don't know
terrible.
Why he did that. It must have been money.
Money, dear boy. Money.
Or like they surprised him out of nowhere by getting him to sign the contract while he was just receiving fellatio. Because, you know, you can't refuse much when that's happening.
They should void that shit.
That should be void. In a court of law. I put it to you, my honor. Indictus fallacious. And the Fifth Amendment. Something like that.
I wish we had something. In Scotland, they have a not proven verdict instead of just guilty and not guilty.
Not proven?
Yeah, not proven basically means we know you've done it. Just don't do anything like this again or we'll get ya!
This is a film coming out that's about Scottish gangs.
Really?
It's called Wee Man. And when I had Wee Man, I just wanted to see like Wee Man like in kick, like an American football. No, I want to see Wee Man then kick like an American football. Oh, midget toss. I want him to come to Cornwall and enter himself in the midget toss.
Does that still go?
I think that still goes. It's also like cheese running, the cheese run.
Yeah, that's like thing big, where they roll a big wheel of cheese down and chase it and people die. And not.
Yeah, last year alone, one guy like nearly disabled himself and one guy actually died. Because it's a steep fucking hill and they pelt down it. Not even going for the cheese. They're just getting to the bottom. Like the cheese has gone off in another direction. They're still running going, wait, is this, where's the cheese? And then they go,
is that the first one to get the cheese or is the first one to get the finish line?
Well, I'm just supposing someone that doesn't break their fucking neck. I saw one piece of footage where this guy fell, like landed on the side of his head with like his legs literally touching over backwards the back of his head, but he kept sliding down the hill on his face. It was something.
Did you see the guy who won last year as well?
I don't know, he might be the guy who died.
Like, no, the guy who won, he was just like so slow.
You don't even move his thumb.
From him. Like, he's like,
thumb up. My right thumb. Did we ever decide what our drink was called?
No, we need to come up with that. So it's got Jameson whiskey, so it needs to be Irish base.
Boston. Instead of Manhattan.
Maybe not Americanized, because fuck the Americans.
Oh, don't say that. The Americans have done well ever since we took them off the training wheels in the 1800s.
They've done much better than us in general.
Really don't get fairness. You brought up the American War of Independence, or as they don't really like call it.
We let
revolution.
Them. We let them win.
I don't get when I hate the French. It was because of the French that they won that war.
I know. It's so weird.
Really,
I think that's just the French trying British to take over another bit of colonial, trying to colonize something else.
And oh well, they should hate the Spanish. They had a war with Spain.
They don't hate Spain
over the Philippines.
They don't hate Spanish.
No, but they should. At least had a war with
them. They hate Mexicans because they had Texas.
I was coming in my country!
They had Texas for a while.
Yeah.
Well, there was the Mexican War and then...
I don't know. We don't really hear much about that kind of stuff.
No, it was because, you know...
It's boring.
Well, yeah, it's American history. It's been going for 200 years. We've got much better wealth of history behind us.
Like Boudicca, who I mentioned
there's
earlier.
There's some turtles that have tumours that are longer than that.
Yeah,
I was thinking of an animal that lived long. It's not particularly good.
Yeah, there are trees older than America.
Probably.
Quite likely.
The American continent is longer than America.
So is my penis is longer than America.
Damn it!
Yes.
Yes. How many minutes?
Why are you saying damn it? You can't say that.
No, but I just mean, how many minutes was that? Did we break our record?
I'm sure I was talking about my cock within the intro. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure I did as well.
Yeah, well, there we go. It's fine. We just know what's on our mind.
Lang.
So yeah, so
set you off. It's gone, gone.
Fuck you, Molly. So yeah, I've got very poor grip on my general thought process. What are we calling this? I point at my empty glass, but what are we calling it? So it's Irish. That's really sweet now, surely.
Well,
I think Molly should be like, I don't know, Sody Pop.
Well, actually, I already put, like, I only ate one of the cubes. No.
That's fair.
I'm trying to see how broad my Irish knowledge goes, and it's not really good. Ah.
We call it Guinness.
Potato famine shine.
Well, that's just in poor taste.
Well, it depends. Are we going to name it after a city? Because then we just need
no,
to think
no, of... no, it doesn't. It doesn't need to be after a city. When, it needs to be related to the podcast as well, surely, because we made it, so we don't want to like give it off to some city we've never been to.
Hung like an elephant.
I have a new
theory.
That's
what it's describing.
I have a new theory. Instead of saying that's what she said, I think we should bring back the old way of saying that's what she said from the 1900s.
Which was?
I fucked your mother!
Which was?
She done got fucked up by my penis.
Yes.
And then she spoke, and I hit her.
It was.
Because women shouldn't speak.
It was, as the bishop said to the actress.
Suck my dick.
That's a bit too long-winded.
What?
As the bishop said to the actress.
But why?
Because actress is a euphemism for prostitute.
And the bishop.
As it still is today.
Bishops are always dodgy fuckers.
Okay, so are actresses.
As the bishop said to the actress, Tristan.
Such chuckling mirth.
Colonial.
How's business in the Congo, Felix?
Pretty damn good.
Thank Christ, you got those tests back.
You're pretty lucky, man. It's like 2 in 10 there.
2 in 10.
That is what I didn't say. Okay, so everyone give your name for this and then we'll choose the best one.
One after the other.
Yeah, okay. An Irish cum bucket.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, what's yours?
Because that's essentially what I put in there when you weren't looking.
That's what
I carry a vial around with me at all times. How would you like it? Sorry.
Why did you put your hand over my drink?
No, it's in everyone's drink. Even mine.
He's done it already. I mean, it's
even like, yours.
I've already got it. Unless I make it stronger.
Snowballs. Speaking of which, snowballing. It's snowing.
Snowballing it has gross. Been
so, Tristan, what's your name for the drink?
Just
Dublin Red.
Dublin Red, okay. I'm rolling.
Dublin Red cocktail.
Cut Price Manhattan. Actually, Little Manhattan.
Little Manhattan.
Little Manhattan.
Little Manhattan.
With his cut price, you should call it
Steve. Jameson isn't little, though. I mean,
if it's meant to be a cheap version,
alright, Netto.
Manhattan.
Netto Manhattan.
Thank you for the upgrade. And Felix?
Mine is still Hat Manhattan.
Hat Manhattan.
Hat Manhattan.
That is a very strong one.
Anyone who prays to Baalei must turn towards Hat Manhattan.
Hat Manhattan.
Okay.
That's not an. We're not offending any religion. That's our own religion we made up.
Yeah.
We pray to Baalei.
So if anything, you're offending us.
Yeah. Pricks.
Fuck you, listener.
The god of vulgarity.
Singular.
Singular. No, fuck you, minus listener. Fuck you, Sean. You're the only one listening.
While you're editing this.
See, that's the thing. I don't listen to it afterwards because I've spent ages editing it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Now I can listen to it.
I do listen to it once. I won't listen to it ever again.
Yeah, anyone else.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we could vote on which one we all prefer. We leave up to our listener. There's only one, so we know.
We should at least, in case someone does listen, we should give out the email address, which is SeanWilkerson@... No, no, it's firstorderspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I think.
One day it will have its own website. Podcast. It'll be its own...
Well, we're on iTunes now, bitch. Woo! So yeah, you know that's what real podcasts do. Yeah, thank you, Apple.
Send me a MacBook Pro.
Well, they rejected us once because of our vulgar description.
What? What your vulgar description?
Yeah. Well, it had shit in it. As in, I said shit, and I had to swear in the description of the podcast, so I changed it. And it's fine. And now we're on iTunes.
Nice.
So no one to listen to us there either. But, you know, spreading our horizons.
It's just a wider audience who's going to ignore us.
Well, I did check. We've got 12 subscribers, which I think is more than 3. So I don't know how that happened.
I know. I just created a load of profiles on Gmail.
Quite possibly.
If you check, it's called Me One, Me Two,
Me Two,
Me Three. I am Spartacus. Okay, so yeah, we'll leave it to the listener and see what happens.
What do we think, though?
I think Irish Cum Bucket. Well, as you know, Hat Manhattan. I'll go for it. I'll go for myself. That's crude. What do you think?
I like Hat Manhattan.
I like my one.
Dublin Red is Dublin too Red. Sophisticated for what this drink is.
Fuck you, Red.
I mean, it's more of a ruby of anything.
Ruby is another word for red.
No, it isn't. It's a different shade of red.
Well, it's still fucking red.
No, it isn't.
If anything, it's more... I don't know...
Maybe more maroon or magenta.
Maroon's pinky.
Well, then a magenta.
It's more orange.
It's not orange. That's not orange.
I don't know what these words mean.
Maybe it's like I don't know.
Not on the fucking laptop, you prick.
Garnet. It's no garnet. Way.
I'm sure you could put a lot worse onto that laptop.
This is garnet, juice. I think.
Hi-o.
I was talking to Sean. That's too true.
So, Tristan, you were saying something.
No, I'm not bothered. Nothing. Didn't have anything.
What, you didn't have anything to say?
No, it was just how a Russian guy had acid thrown in his face. Nothing awesome, nothing cool.
Yeah, that's not cool.
The show. Now, as a director of the Russian, artistic director of the Russian ballet, yeah. And someone threw acid in his face, was of, I think the best reason they could come to was artistic differences. You're like, fucking hell. Jesus. But then I saw footage of him with like bandages on his face. I was like, oh, maybe it's just a little bit. Maybe he looked like two-faced. No, he's like fucked up. Like bandages everywhere. Yeah. So if I had acid in front of my face and it was like a perfect two-faced sort of thing, Harvey Dent, I'd be like, maybe you did me a favor. But then it'd give me an excuse to buy suits, cut them in half and stick them together. You know, I mean, you'd lose half a suit because you can't switch it around.
No, because you can just have one half and the other half.
No, but your face isn't going to change. And the
suit so it's like different suit for different day.
The suit looks normal on one side and fucked up on the other.
Yeah, the fucked up face has to correspond with the fucked up suit. And then if you can't use that other half because that's going to be on your left rather than
you
your
right.
You
could just fuck up different sides of the suit once you've cut it up.
No, you buy two suits, cut them off, throw away whatever side you don't need and just put them together.
Well, you could just fuck up two sides of a different suit.
No, the whole point is you buy two suits.
Fuck up the same side of two suits.
Mm.
Cut the suits in half, and then you've got two good sides of the suit, two bad sides of the suit.
No, it's not
and
the
then
point.
You've got two different outfits.
No,
because
then if your left side of your body was fucked up, then you'd need the left side of the suit to be fucked up.
Yeah,
then
you fuck up the two other left side of the suits.
Yeah. No, Mark, yeah, but I was going more decadent. You can get a tailor to make a fucked up whole suit and a really nice whole suit, then you cut it in half.
Your
two-faced, your gangster,
it's not exactly
your
expensive to fuck up a suit.
No, I don't mean fucked up as in scruffing it up. He just designs it like the Tom Lee one where it's
multicolored patterns.
Oh, I thought you
meant
like burnt to shit.
No, I mean like you literally get like a decadent sort of suit that's kind of over the top. And then
bright
really
colours and the other one's fairly normal,
really
lawyer
looking. Classy, sort of like, you know, gangster looking.
I thought
that was the thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying like you just cut it a bit like a punk.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm talking about your gangster. You need to go decadent as a message. You send in a message. It's the thing. Like whenever Two-Face would like take over a gang, he'd kill half them and make the other half join his gang. Just on principle, he was always in twos. Members of his gang have jumpsuits that are different, like one black, one white.
Yep,
that's
true.
And he does everything based on the coin.
Yep.
Everything.
Well, not...
He's got a double-headed
coin. Like,
there is a joke in there. So
not like Robot sure. Chicken where he goes to the toilet and he's about to wipe his ass and then flicks the coin and goes, damn it. It's not like that. It's like any big decision. It's not like...
Okay,
but he's obsessed with like other things being like paired or like in everything in taboos, essentially.
Everything like sort of anima and animus, to quote Jung.
Yeah.
Raised for the standard of this podcast.
I'm going to ring right back and talk about shit. I had nothing apart from that, but I've done my job.
Yeah.
Not well.
Yeah, sorry, what was the quote? Young what?
Yep. Anima and animus. The whole idea that we all have two sides, a yin and a yang.
Have you seen that episode where Captain Kirk gets split into two people? One very good Captain Kirk and one very bad Captain Kirk.
They did that on Buzz Lightyear of Star Command as well.
They've done that, like...
And it's because he was from a mirror universe.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a trope.
I did like it in Buffy when they had, instead of splitting into an evil Xander and a good Xander, it turned into a kind of weak-willed, pathetic Xander and a very strong, determined Xander. And each thought that the other one was an evil one. And they actually just got the actual identical twin.
What the fuck's Buffy?
To be his...
Who is this vampire slayer?
Yeah, apparently his... Twin brother was his stunt double throughout the entire show. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Well done, casting.
There are twins everywhere.
If you could all have a twin, would you have one?
I'd kill him.
I'd have
just on principle and televise it. And literally at the end, once I've ripped out his throat and go,
there could be only one. That'd be my whole thing.
That's true. I'd have one to kill him. I wouldn't have one otherwise.
I'd have a twin.
But like, I'd hate having a twin.
I'd have a twin. I was alone.
I like having a brother because
we're talking. Are we talking like just born like on the same day identical?
No, identical twin. Identical. Like,
no.
Exactly the same as you. I mean, you know, identical twins differ eventually. But or like, I would. Yeah.
No, actually, no.
You wouldn't do it.
The only way it would make it worth me having a twin is if I can pull pranks with them.
That's what I was thinking. Like, if you had like a really fit girlfriend.
you chat.
And I was single.
Now, or you chat up a girl in a bar. Obviously. Or you chat up a girl in a bar, but then you have like, you pretend to have completely different, or like it goes, sorry, I haven't met you.
He'd be like really the ultimate wingman, really. Just like, oh, I'm just going to go to the toilet and then you come out.
Well, that's assuming he's doing well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Assuming he was a player.
Or I would like try and do tricks like, this would be like a really extensive one that's really cruel. Go out with a girl and like sort of don't ever introduce my twin. Have them see me get killed in some sort of accident.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then come back or like just all of a sudden like she sees me right now and again and she gets really stressed and goes, I see him walking around everywhere.
Does that mean you have to kill your twin, mate?
Just like walk down the street past her, but just keep walking.
Yeah, but then I hide somewhere, and then when she's like goes out in that alley and can't see me, she turns around looking out the alley and sees like the other twin.
That'd be too sick.
You know, that'd be the only way it'd be worth it for me.
No,
but would your twin actually die?
No, it's fake.
Well, then
you
can do that yourself.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's harder to do it yourself, though.
But what would you do with. Okay, what prank could you pull with twins then?
Actually, I know girls.
A bank heist.
I know twin girls that pulled a prank in year 7 because they went to different schools. So
they just swapped.
They swapped for a day, and the other twin was a girl called Lucy. And the girl that was normally at our school was Rachel. So Rachel went to Lucy's school. Lucy went to Rachel's school, and they basically just fucked off all the teachers. Like she walked into the math class and just screamed "fuck you!" and walked out.
How shit would it be the other one? How shit would it be if the other one just did the whole day as best as they could?
Yeah.
They come back and get home. Fuck you!
Expelled.
Of course, they worked out it's the twin. They swapped for a day.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can we think of it? Okay, would you have a twin, Sean?
I don't think so.
No. Will you and me get mistaken as, like.
It's true. You're basically my twin anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everyone's going, like, what was that thing in that bar, that girl who's just like, are you related to it? And you came back really pissed off because a girl said that.
I wasn't pissed off. I just thought it was noteworthy. It happens all the time.
No, but you seemed really pissed off that time as if it was like, fucking hate it.
It was quite a bit, yeah. I was just like buying a drink. I was like, oh, I'll get one with my mate as well.
He feels it's a downgrade.
Like, well, he's your mate. I thought you two were. Is he your. Oh, no, we're not brothers.
I don't look like you for fuck's sake. How dare you
have a beard?
It's like, how dare you?
Just because you're white doesn't mean you're related.
That's what he should have said.
Yeah, is he because I is black? If you said that then and there at the pub, and she would be like, no.
So it's most definitely not because you are black.
He goes, are you saying I'm not black then? No, fair enough. Because I'm not.
I just take my biz then.
Because you have to play. I don't think so.
I have a twin.
You would?
Well, I went for 10 years with no siblings. That was lonely as
fuck. Sean has like all the siblings in the world.
I really
think you have. Me and Fitzy know like how to deal with siblings because we've had one, but I don't know how to deal. Like, you've got a girl sibling, I've got a boy sibling.
Just don't really talk to.
I mean, my brother get on okay. Yeah. I mean, him and me are very different characters. But him and me, like, we can, you know,
shoot the shit.
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, it's pretty cool.
I just think that me and my little brother have the perfect age difference because he was born when I was 10, so I'm 21 now, he's just turned 11.
I think I would have really hated having a sister as well. I don't know why. If I had a younger sister, like, if she started, like, dating a guy, I'd be like, what are they called? When you put them on your hand.
Knuckle dusters.
I'd be like, who the fuck are just, like, punching in his teeth.
How dare you come over here?
Yeah. He goes, you don't see her no more, boy. Yeah.
But then, of course, if your brother got a girlfriend,
play that play, y'all. Yeah. Don't tap that ass.
Definition of double standards.
I don't give a fuck. Oh, so I think if I had an older sister, I'd just be kind of like,
I don't know. Actually, it just seems like a weird,
older,
like...
I think having being male and having an older sister, I imagine that to be the worst situation to be in.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
My little brother has an older sister.
Yeah,
and I play video games with him all the time. I have
you're one of the few.
Especially if you're a bloke and you have like loads of older sisters, that would fuck you up, man. That would fuck you up big time.
Jump over that.
You can't be like overly masculine or anything because you've got like.
I assume we dressed up from a younger age.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I do have to say, I can pick up my little brother by his ankles. But he likes that, he finds it fun. And I help him like learn how to cook and stuff. And like I set up his Xbox for him. And I sit and watch Adventure Time with him. Because I'm a cool sister. And I threaten to beat up his bullies.
Well, you gotta let him beat up his own bullies, Molly.
Well, to be fair, I just say, do they look like they're gonna be a drug dealer in 5 years? And he goes, what? And then I go, come on.
You can buy drugs?
No, I just went, no, come on.
I've made a new friend, Molly! I've made a new friend!
I've been wondering what to do with my pocket money.
Yay!
No, he saved up for an iPad.
That's what he told you.
He's proper geek.
Just so he can...
Have you looked inside the iPad?
I've played it.
I'm pretty sure it's the iPad. It's massive with marijuana.
I repaired it.
Well, I'm
sure. Well, if it had marijuana in it, it would already be gone because I'd have stolen it. But
There will be there's only one way to find out, Molly. Smoke the fucker.
There will be a certain point where you can't
beat up his buddies, though.
Like, if he gets to age, like, 16 or something.
No, it's basically... It's just, like, they're not, like... They're just nasty chavs.
Molly pushes Fitz into like a gang of like proper like gangbangers and he's like, come on, you youths.
By this time, things be like, what, like 26, 27.
How about you, good sir?
He'd have like a nice pencil mustache going, like, come on, you rascallions. I have my bowler hat and my cane.
I do have to admit, after I made the "do they look like they're going to be a drug dealer in a few years" comment, he went, what? And I'm like, come on, you can tell. You're 10. You're like, well, 11 now. You can tell when they're going to be drug dealers. And he went, yeah, actually. And I was like, in one day, you're going to be making video games and they're going to be buying your video games and putting money in your pocket.
And selling you those drugs.
So you keep making those video games.
He does. He works very hard on his video games.
When do the drugs kick in?
When till he hits puberty.
Now, when till he hits puberty, work ethic goes downhill normally.
Mm. I don't know. He doesn't seem to show any kind of interest.
He's only 11.
I know, but...
There's balls your first one. You know, they just see.
Like, I don't know. All the...
When for, I was... Those first straggly hairs you get in your scrotum, then, you know, everything starts going wrong.
To be fair, everyone in my primary school, and he goes to the same primary school, by the way, basically about age 6, boys started being interested in girls. Girls started being interested in boys.
I'm still interested in my fucking Game Boy.
Boys started, you know.
Age 6?
Yeah, playing Kiss Chase.
That isn't really...
No, that's more like the sort of...
Kiss Chase is you running away from girls when they are trying to kiss you. That is not... That is quite...
Whoa, when were you a player at 6?
Every day of my life since then. I don't know.
All the bitches wanted me at 6.
So did that priest.
He taught me things about my ass.
Where to come out with it. It's not even like, you know, it's not even something subtle like he fed me the wafer.
Yeah, he gave me communion wine.
Sorry, there is a time for something. It's not when you've been raped by a priest, quite frankly.
Welcome to the therapy podcast. Now, Sean, show me on the door where he touched you, or show me on me where he touched you.
Okay, let's go into the back room and I'll show you.
No. Okay, fine. I don't mind an audience.
Show us on Tristan where you touched him.
Don't be afraid.
The doll.
Did you just hear they go silent for 5 minutes and go, well, that's deep. Oh, God.
It's in my intestines. Yeah. No, I'm not Catholic, so I didn't get raped by priests. Moving on.
Just a dog.
Just a dog, yeah.
More!
You admit it.
I did. I repeated what you said.
Which is why you shouldn't be a sheeple.
Yes. I thought of an idea we could try and do, if I could be bothered. Like, there's loads of... Just any books, but they happen to be cookery books. But you give me a word that I have to replace with a rude word when I read out a paragraph.
Oh, like when I gave you Harry Potter, yeah, when, you replaced
We were outside the Alex, and it was that time when I was really, really drunk.
And I stood up on top of one of the tables outside, and I had a Harry Potter book, and I replaced wand with a bang.
Yeah. In front of just a whole load of strangers.
I don't remember you staying on the table.
I remember you sitting up on the table with your feet on the seat, but
well, that might be
it was
it,
a then. Bench.
I was probably very drunk at the same time.
From an elevated platform.
Yeah.
From an elevated platform, Tristan now talks to us about things with stuff. Where's the book?
Yeah, no, but
I've got books. Oh, wait, no, shit, I've got books.
Yeah, but you have to think about... No, but I've got a thing else. Guys, you have to answer these questions.
Never.
Up. Replace it with gash.
That's what we're using.
That's sweet, but it depends on
oh,
what
oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Sean has just given me Bill Hicks. Love all the people.
But you need a... You need a, you need a word that's going to pop up a lot.
Yeah, yes. But they can't
bash it.
No, but I had another...
Fuck comes up a lot.
It's the one where I sort of you have to choose between two out of words. Like last week.
See, I like these, but you guys are always pressure me too much to answer it very quickly. I like to be able to think about it.
Okay, fine. We don't mind.
But it's a quick fire thing.
Yeah,
like,
but I can't.
The first thing that comes to mind is the quickest thing. It's
some
like,
of them, boom, I can get it straight away. You know,
dude, like, you know, Irish cum bucket, that came right out of my head like in 2 seconds. I tried to mull it over ages. Yeah. But I think it's the best name for this drink ever.
No.
Yeah, well...
Hatmanan. I think Hatmanan even won by a diplomatic vote.
Well, that's because I didn't want to vote for myself.
Yeah.
And no, I was just going to vote for me anyway, so yeah, I guess you won.
I voted Hatmanan.
Yes.
Felix raises collusion. His fists in victory.
A toast with a different drink. Glory be to Barley.
Oh shit, I just got it. I just got Barley.
There's really nothing to get. You told me the story.
Okay, no, what is it then? What do you think you got?
Beer.
No.
Praise be to Barley. Beer.
Oh, Barley. That's not actually quite bad, actually. Yeah.
No, that's close. Well,
that's not close.
That's
not where it originated from. Though.
I thought that was it. I thought I'd worked out the mystery of what Barley was.
No, we saw
it. So you're like most conspiracy theorists, you've come up with something that kind of makes kind of sense, but it's not
is it,
reality.
Isn't it?
No, because reality is a lot more dull and shit.
Yeah, which the story would be if we were to retell it.
Go on, then.
They were in a park somewhere one day.
Yeah, we were in a park, and we saw a... Like Barclays van.
Screeching past
the bank.
Yeah.
No, it was like one of those vans. It was parked. But it had like some of the decals had like scratched away and fallen off. So all it said was Barley. And then me and Tris being
hungover
as fuck and maybe
a
bit drunk still. It went from there.
Fair enough.
And so Barley was born to be put into our beers forevermore.
This is why we drink beer in honor to
Barley.
The god Barley.
It's hot goblin. I thought that was a cider.
No, it's beer.
They make Green Goblin, which I think you used to have.
That is a cider.
Yeah.
When it's offered, he'll take it. As the bishop said to the actress.
Nah, it's still more funny if you say that's what she said.
I heard like a...
That's what your mum said.
I think we should need...
I was looking through channels like, and I saw this thing, I think it was on BBC 4. It was like just basically like old-timey things that people used to say as like euphemisms and colloquialisms and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like my
someone used to say, yeah, my granddad used to say, he was in the RAF and he used to say whenever he was going to the toilet, he'd say, you know, instead of like, oh, I'm going to the loo or something, he'd say, right, I'm going to go make a telephone call to Hitler.
I had a
that is amazing.
That is brilliant.
No, I had a great uncle. I think he died last year or something like that, and I had no idea until recently. Mm-hmm. But he had this sort of, he was telling the story once, and he was talking about how he was talking about in the last year, he's been traveled more than he has in his life, so he's gone on cruises and stuff like that, something like that. And then he goes, and then also, we recently went to Berlin. He goes, I've flown over, and he was part of the RAF. He flew bombers over Berlin. And he went, I've flown over Berlin 3 times, only landed once. And that's not even euphemism. He was just talking about how he bombed the shit out of Berlin. He's like, fair enough.
Well played, granddad. Well played.
Great
war.
Uncle.
Lol. War.
I think we should try and make the next evolution in colloquialism because we've got...
Yeah, we should try something. But not hipster shit.
Not hipster shit.
You know, there's hipsters who just do stuff.
Ironically. Shit. Okay. Like Nathan Barley.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, because we were talking about, like, old colloquialisms. We've got our current ones. I say we here right now should make the next evolution. That we broadcast to the masses that listen to us on YouTube.
Thing is, we have Sean time, for example.
Sean, oh, well, that's, Sean time.
That's too specific to you.
Like, if you haven't met me,
it needs to be a general.
I don't know. You said people say I'm starving as Marvin. Who is Marvin? Or happy as Larry? Who's Larry?
Thing is, I actually.
Well, I watch porn like Sean, I guess, because it rhymes.
Johnny Pony.
But that isn't really. That's not really like.
Johnny Pony Johnny all the time. Like, voice me for like a year.
I've had so many people. Like. Yeah, because my name rhymes with porn and prawns. You get really disgusting. Like, rhymes
together. Oh, I used to get Molly the Dolly who lives in a trolley.
I got Sean likes to eat prawns whilst watching porn, which is too near the truth for me to really like.
The best one I got was Tristan. Fuck off.
What rhymes with Tristan?
They're nothing, but that's.
There must be something rhymes with Tristan. Even. Felix.
Dix.
Felix, yeah. Felix likes
not really.
There needs to be two syllables.
Felix likes the cat.
Felix the
licks.
Cat. Or Felix Dick Licks.
Yeah, you got, me and Molly's name rhyme quite a lot.
Yeah, Molly the Dolly. I had Molly the Dolly lives in a trolley with Bradley Action Man because I was friends with like the new kid called Bradley. Like, I was nice. I was nice to the new kids. Which made me strange.
The Action Man?
Because I was Molly the Dolly.
Who likes Action Man? Cool.
Well, you know, Barbie's an Action Man.
People at your school were retired.
Yeah, they all used to wear Von Blur tracksuits.
South London.
They all used to
wear. Fucking South London.
They all used to wear Von Blur tracksuits.
There was that really drunk guy who was clearly like proper old school, like working class guy who was like proper, like big muscles, pissed as anything. I remember the thing, and he was like. And like, he asked you, like, you're from South London. He goes, they're a bit different over South London, you know what I mean? They're kind of like Red Indians, like in the movies. You know, they're from over there, and over there. And they were talking to us, and we were like, please don't kill us. We just want a beer.
Oh, God, that guy was so strange.
When was this?
This was
Alex.
The Alex. Yeah, Alex right is there, a strange land.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, you were
that
there.
That big, bald guy. Who, you know when there was those guys who came out of their car and one of
and
them
they kept shouting.
Falling over
and they
all
kept
the time.
Screaming at each other. And they kept yelling and getting into arguments and pushing each other around.
I'm not sure I was there, man. Like,
I swear to God you were.
No, because I thought
I've got that presence where I'm always there, but no.
Why the fuck would I have turned up? I'm joking.
Yeah, we all know that Sean's your... Romantic life partner.
No, he's my heterosexual life partner. Not romantic. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't have to suck my dick.
Romantic doesn't.
Yeah, I don't suck his dick because I'm not gay.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the way it works.
No, Marilyn Manson said that it's not gay if you don't get a hard on.
Well,
how the fuck are we supposed to have sex then? Because
he did it to a guy on stage, and his ruling was that his dick didn't get hard, so it wasn't gay.
You can't suck someone off with a dick.
No, their dick was hard. His wasn't.
Oh, did they kiss on the stage production?
No, he sucked some guy's dick.
Yeah.
But he didn't get hard.
No, it doesn't work like that. No, it only works if someone's sucking your dick. And as long as you don't put dick in you in any way, not gay. It's like I think it's in Scary Movie 3 when
logic.
He goes...
This just reminds me of that South Park episode where he's like, and then I put his dick in my mouth, which makes him gay, right? No, that makes you gay.
No, that's the logic I'm going for.
No.
Because that thing is sensitive. You can have a goat licking your nuts and it'll still get hard. Doesn't mean you're a goat fucker.
Yeah, except it does.
No, the goat's
well, your dick. You didn't suck
the goat's dick.
Why would a goat suck dick? Goats because just eat everything. Why would you put your cock anywhere near around, it? Then it would bite it off.
Goats just seem to find me very attractive.
Goats eat everything. You're Welsh. You're meant to find sheep attractive, traitor.
Yeah, well, I think that's why he likes me, Shaun the Sheep.
So, yeah, Shaun the Sheep. I put you in like a little fluffy costume and bend your
desk. Dude, this is not the time and place to talk about that.
Yes. He goes, that was for the private times.
That was for the silent night times.
That's for the tingle fizzy fuzzy times. Tingle night times.
This thing the dark turned towards like that podcast that you did together.
Yeah. Was it like a sneeze but better?
No, but that was in, what do you call it, Mighty Boosh. He's like,
when a fuzzy tinkled night hands. You know, the fox. Has anyone seen the third season? Where's that?
I saw it once.
Where he's like, let me show you.
Is that one with loads of there's crack needles in it somehow?
Yeah.
Crack me.
And then he goes, let me show you a movie of my life. And then he presses play and there's two like Arctic foxes shagging in. And he goes, then he stops the projector and goes, didn't mean to show you that. That was for the fuzzy tinkle of night times. And then shows the proper movie.
I like the Electro Boy episode of the Mighty Boosh, but I didn't like, everything else was too, made my head hurt.
I like Mighty Boosh, it was too out there.
I liked it, but then the fans ruined it, which is really hipsterish to say.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, but the fact, yeah.
But then,
it just became too mainstream for me, man. Like,
no, but the third season. I remember, like, no, it's not that. It's just, it just seemed like it was embarrassing to like him because there was all these fans, like, going, yeah, it's not because it's, like, too popular. Because I like a lot of popular comedy, like, I don't know, like Monty Python and stuff like that, which is extremely popular. It just depends on how, it like, cringeworthy it is to say, like, I know it sounds like a bit shallow, because I do watch it. It's just, I won't be, when it was at its most feverish in popularity, it'd be kind of like, oh, you're Mighty Boosh, or you're one of those people who try and be a bit wacky, and you're kind of like, that's just embarrassing. It ruins
you got
it
loads of people that try and do crimping after that episode came out.
Yeah, loads of people do that, and you're just like, what's a crimp? It's their certain type of rap.
Which is we're going to do crumping? Later on this podcast, right? Right.
You know, the joke is that it's actually called crumping, and crimping is what you do to your hair to make it to go all wiggly and wavy.
They call it crimping.
That's the joke.
Okay,
I did not get it.
I'm going to do my thing. Unless you've known
what's the thing.
Do it.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a jingle for Evo?
Then I'll
either or.
Okay, sorry, what has got it?
You got to choose what you want.
Either or.
Good harmonizing, guys.
Yeah, well, obviously, Molly sounds good. I sound like shit.
Okay, law or less?
Sorry, say again.
Law or less?
Law or less?
Less.
Yes. Less.
Law!
I don't believe in a centralized government. I think we need to be less centralized and less law. Yeah, I did.
I am the law.
Law. Centralize a bit. Okay, thunder or bird?
Thunder.
Bird.
That's because you guys are fans of the feathers. I'm already a bird.
No, it's because I'm... Well, no, that's fine, yeah.
Kung or Fu?
Kung.
Kung, because you get like Kung Pao.
That's like what Kung. I was thinking!
I thought because it sounds like Kung.
Okay, Coke or Cola?
Coke.
Cola.
Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I chose it too.
Right.
Right.
Polar or bear?
Bear.
Bear.
Polar.
Polar is quite essential.
Okay. Gangster or paradise?
Paradise.
Gangster!
Is it gangster paradise?
I'm not telling you.
Gangster. He's literally just like taking one two-worded thing and just splitting it.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this. If you haven't clocked on, fuck you.
I was just making a very poignant comment on like how gangster life is truly paradise, and I'm sure there's a rap in it that I'll do later.
Yeah, but if you had to choose between gangster or paradise.
Isn't gangster life paradise? Yeah, okay.
That's just reggae.
Isn't gangster Well, yeah, that's because there wasn't a beat behind it.
Gangster.
We'll do it later. I'm going to write it down.
What was yours then?
Gangster.
Okay. Out or home?
Capone.
Well, I don't know. That's not really a distinction.
Al or Capone?
Oh, sorry. Now you're like freezing. You put two words together, Felix. Go
on. Actually, no, wait. Al. Because you get weird Al Yankovic.
There's no logic behind it. You just have to go, well, whatever reasons in your head, you choose one or the other.
Right. I think we should try and explain that.
Wait, later. Maybe we should do it with our eyes shut so we understand what our viewers are going through.
Al. Capone.
I said Al.
I said Capone.
Ow.
It just sounds nice. All right,
I'm shutting my eyes.
When I start saying it, it sounds like ow.
When we shut our eyes and do it.
Boardwalk or Empire?
Empire.
Boardwalk.
Both.
Ow.
No.
One or the other.
Felix, quick decision, go. Fuck you.
Oh, I don't know. I would lose.
Just do it.
I'd run out of time.
Yeah, that's just one punch in the nuts for Fitzy from everyone, unless if he chooses.
Okay, boardwalk, because it sounds like a nicer word.
Okay. Pizza or pie?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Iggy or Pop?
Iggy.
Pop.
I guess Iggy.
Sex or pistols?
Sex.
Unanimous. Adam or West?
West.
Adam.
Ka or Pow?
Pow. Wait, what was that?
Kapow.
Oh, Kapow. Okay, yeah, Pow.
Ka.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going into the threes, okay? Hop, drop, or roll?
Roll.
Roll!
Hap, hap, pippity hap, 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 pippity hap.
Spoke the wee.
Roll a fatty.
I'll go for hop.
Okay, pour, sugar, or me?
Me.
What? What spelling of pour is it?
As in to pour out of
P-O-U-R.
Yeah.
To pour out of a glass.
Yeah, pour, sugar, or me. It doesn't matter, though.
Pour, because you can like, have pour any me a drink like alcohol.
No, but
like
the whole point...
First orders.
Title drop.
Podcast.
No, but I shouldn't have given you the thing so you had whatever interpretation you wanted. Mm. But yeah, pour, sugar, or me.
Pour.
Me.
You self-centered bastard.
Hashtag awesome.
Sugar. Okay. As you can see from the fact that there's I put four sugar cubes in that and I ate one.
I need to get onto
own.
This whole Twitter thing then.
You have to call it Fitzy though. Because I started a campaign on Twitter already called Get Fitzy on Twitter. Yeah, really? It's got its own. Fitzy has its own hashtag now.
Bullshit.
Fitzy has its own hashtag.
I call bullshit.
No joke. Look up Fitzy on a hashtag.
I don't know.
Dude, whenever he says our names on the podcast saying like advertising it, he has hashtag Fitzy.
Really?
Because you don't have an account.
You have me on mine, don't you?
Yeah.
Hashtag Fitzy.
Yeah. F-I-T-Z-E. Yeah. Okay, last one here quickly before we go on. Sugar, Hill, or Gang?
Gang.
You can name yours.
Hill. Like mine.
Yeah, I'm going to say Hill.
Okay, because that's the last of the most underwhelming thing we've ever done.
I tried to make it dirty.
No. Oh, yeah, Hill.
Okay.
Like mine.
You know we were talking earlier about the guy who could only move his left foot or something?
My left foot, yeah.
And if you could only... If you were paralyzed in the whole of your body apart from one bit of your body...
Penis. Penis.
Damn it, that's obviously what I was going to say.
Penis.
Thing is, I knew that was going to happen.
It's just penis.
Okay, if it could be penis and one more, what would it be?
Hand.
I was going to go with mouth, so you can't go with yourself.
We are talking from one perspective here.
Okay, sorry, you go.
No, I'm just saying, we've said penis and hand.
I don't have a penis, so...
Yeah, but it's hand, it's not arm, unless if you just say, put it there. And all of a sudden your dead body's like
wrist.
No, your dead body's hard and you go...
Yeah, then you could, like...
You could squeeze.
No, hand is, like, from here. But imagine how grim would that be? Your dead body's there, nurse comes in and you go... It's hard and you go...
Maybe just shoulder. Because then it'd still be phantom hand. You won't be able to feel it.
No, but you don't move this from your shoulder.
I don't understand concepts.
What one place on your body would be...
Wrist?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay. No, I've talked about
just
wrist. It's
wrist.
No, I did. I said
okay,
from
wrist
here. So wrist and hand is this.
So you can move it. So you can do that.
So you can essentially... No, I'm making it easier for you to jump off.
Well.
Molly.
Since...
But you don't need hand. You just need...
A vibrator.
I'm not talking about women. No, I'm talking about you just need the...
Men can use it too, Tristan.
Penis and...
I already said hand. What?
What?
I thought you were trying to get me some right thing again.
No. So we've got two.
Okay, I know it's quite weird, but I'd say both of my ears. Like,
no,
you
that know,
you get
count.
Those people who can move their ears.
So you'd have a hard penis and be like, woo!
No, you've got the penis, man. Just lie there completely like paralyzed, but then just move your ears
around. Well, you're only allowed one penis.
Throw people off.
You're only allowed one, so
one.
Which ear?
Yeah, how long is that going to keep you entertained?
Because if you use both, then I'd have both hands.
Because he'd be annoyed looking
like
over there. No, but Fitzy, with your ears, you'd be annoyed. You'd look over there like intensive care unit and
see Sean.
Just jacking himself up, and then you'd be like, fucking ears! Internally.
Yeah, good point.
Let's assume that I'm not paralyzed. because then he doesn't have to worry about having his own hand working.
That's true.
So that's so supreme on so many hands, levels.
So you're going to jack Sean off.
No!
His penis doesn't work, remember. What, no, his penis right. doesn't work, remember. He's only he's chosen both his fucking ears.
All right then.
Unless if you try and like in Morse code with your ears and stop jacking Sean off.
S-O-S.
SJS, stop jacking Sean.
Well, actually, if I'm not paralyzed, then I can just stand. If I'm not paralyzed, then I can just stand in front of Felix and strip.
Well, that's true. And you can tell if he's aroused by how much time he was in.
Oh, my God.
He can still have the appreciate the visuals, if not vocals.
That's just cruel to a man who can't like use his penis. Like, we're talking, it's like, no, there's no blood flow down.
I'm stripping for a paraplegic. How nice am I?
Yeah, but that's going to be nice. Torment.
Used to be like, why is my
that would just working? Be torment if someone was
you
like,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you're just like, oh. And the ears would be like, unless if you go for his prostate, that would work. You can ejaculate via your prostate.
Really?
I'm giving Molly advice.
For that one time.
Fitzy's like,
alright. Okay. I'm completely paralyzed, right?
Yeah.
And then Fitzy's now jacking up Sean. For no reason. Why am I doing this?
Sean has control of my hand. Actually, I choose that.
So it has to be somewhere that isn't the downstairs area, right?
What? No, your vagina
is whatever you want it to be.
No. Well, we're very single-minded, so you can choose whatever two things. It doesn't have to be anything
specific. That could be two legs. So you can actually walk.
Oh, how good would that be? You walk over. That would be so funny walking up on the butt.
I feel like to have both.
You have like an Oyster Card sedative to your hand.
So yeah, I can sit there fucked up but still just play video games or some shit. Bloody.
It's when like you can do video games just with your like wrists and stuff, can't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Stephen Hawking's got an iPad built into his thing, so he can surf on that. I'm sure he has.
Yeah, well, even if he can like control one particular muscle in his eye now.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, he's using.
Although he did do that. He did do that advert where he kills the Go Compare Man with a black hole.
I instantly thought that was
extra. I'm pretty sure he must have lost control of something, because I can't believe he actually...
He just went, ha ha ha. No, but didn't you see that one where he's in space advertising a Mars bar advert, and he's talking about the beauty of the cosmos, and then it whacks into like an asteroid, and he goes, oh, bugger.
Really? Well, if he's done adverts before, then fair enough.
Yeah, he's a poor of a scientist.
Yeah, but that's not exactly like...
Books only get you so much money. Like, fair enough.
Yeah, when was the last time you bought a short history of the universe?
Brief history.
I got and given I don't know, was it? Time, not the universe.
It was brief history of time. I'm still a bit from yesterday.
And I got given yesterday.
That book by my dad, so I didn't even buy it. I read like 2 pages when I was in...
I never read it. Although I did a physics degree and I never read it. Like,
wow. Alright, I'm choosing my... downstairs area, and yes, being yes.
Okay.
Being what's a nice way of saying it? Map of Tasmania.
What?
What?
You one way you can just call it Themyscira.
No, that sounds scary. Lady Wait, Garden. What? That's you know nice and.
I was going to ask a question, we're not going to. Okay, please go on.
Yeah, and what's
go
the
on,
other thing?
Go on. Podcast. Go on. You're never going to get the opportunity.
Do you keep it well trimmed?
Fits here.
Okay, cool. Sorry, you asked, I wasn't going to say.
But you did.
Under the duress of much alcohol.
It was the alcohol that done it.
It wasn't me, officer.
It was the
there is this weird thing in like certain feminist circles on the internet. I say feminist with
quotes around it. Ashy
bitches.
Who...
Punch him in the face.
Sean, why would you say that?
I don't know. We're basically the same people.
There's this weird
Talk
thing.
Talk about having a twin.
There's this weird thing on the internet. Oh, look at them play fighting. Or not so play fighting.
Okay, sorry. Trust me. Oh, that was worse.
Tristan licked his hand before he slapped him.
That was like a wet willy.
Maybe lit.
In your face.
Wrong choice of words.
Yeah, there is.
They're slightly intentional.
There is a crazy group of people on the internet who think that.
That's just the internet.
That's women,
like most of the internet.
Yeah. Women who shave are somehow less and somehow betraying the sisterhood.
Does everyone like to say hairy pussy?
They did in the 70s.
Yeah.
Have you seen that porn? It's like.
It's like a garden.
But not fucking very well trimmed.
They say the Amazon jungle's under threat, not fucking there.
Creatures thrive in that area.
Yeah.
But, and then, you know, you shouldn't.
I'm going to find King Kong in there.
They have this idea that, like, you shouldn't shave anywhere. They have this whole idea.
I just got
that. What did you say?
I don't know why they're rubbing me the wrong way.
Tristan said, like...
What, the Amazon what, shit.
No, we are, and animals thrive there. I was like crustacea!
Crabs.
No, you said animals thrive in there. I didn't say that.
Shaving
okay, for I said animals thrive, and then I said crustacea. Yeah, okay.
Shaving pubic hair does not rid you of crab infestation. Thank you, Scary Movie 1.
Yeah, I found out.
No. It's the follicles, and when you shave, you don't get rid of the follicles. You just cut the surface.
Why do they think that women shaving is less womanly?
Because it's like you're conforming to the porn star image, which isn't real, and the only reason that women shave in porn is because then you can see the dick easier.
Is that why we watch porn?
Well,
so then you can see it going in. So you can see it going, so they can get close ups and like it's so that you can see it. But now there's like this whole generation of people who are seeing that and think that's normal. When they counter women who don't shave, they freak out and think that they're unclean somehow. It's all weird.
I never got that. I haven't encountered a non-shaven one, but I wouldn't think if I'd found one that's, you know,
threw you off.
Yeah. I mean, that's. I think it's all subjective. It's kind of like if you're a bloke and you're particularly hirsute, you might want to just. I mean. There's a thing where it's a difference between like doing things because it's expected of you, and it's also because there's a difference for, like what's nice. Because if you have back hair and that's considered not nice, you get rid of it just because you know you want someone that if you take your shirt off to consider you nice looking. And whether it is something that's part of society, and then a lot of time you're gonna go, well, that's society. Is society such a bad thing just to conform to it sometimes or in some ways, or just to not be part of a society is just to be chaotic.
I think it should be like men with beards and moustaches.
Do they think girls?
I think it should be like if you feel like shaving, shave. If you don't. You know.
No. If I met a girl and I had
do what you want.
If I met a girl,
be free. Be free, young children. Shave, be free, young children. Shave.
It's your choice, your prerogative. Now pay us taxes.
I wouldn't be freaked out if I met like a woman and she wasn't shaving. I just wouldn't make
you wouldn't freak out.
No, I mean if it was hairy to the point that it was kind of not nice to look at, then that's a bit different. But if it's just normal and
well, if she shampoos it.
It would be up to me though.
Surely, yeah.
It would be up to me. So if I don't look at it, I'll just be like, okay, I'm turning off.
So let's say she shampoos it and it's, you know, well kept. I don't know, combed maybe? I don't know.
No, side part.
Is it perm?
Dreadlocks! That's just dirty.
Wait, what?
Permed.
How do you mean?
What is perm?
It's when you curly. Singe your hair and it makes it go curly.
Yes. Is that the only way to make her curly?
Well, you can naturally have naturally hair curly.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
What was your other body part?
Body part? I'd say mouth so I can talk to people. Mouth and throat so I can talk to people.
To be honest, you said downstairs and mouth, and I was like, whoa. Fitzy would be like. He goes, yeah.
I'm sorry. Fitzy would
be like, it's all right, my family doesn't listen to this.
Okay, cool.
Besides, we've been
together.
There's so many bad things I can say. I'm not going to.
They must not.
Yeah, you'd figure.
I mean, come on.
Also, do people really freak out if they meet a guy who's uncircumcised?
I'm sure it's quite common in this country.
There's an answer.
I don't know.
But there are some people who, like, well, in America, people.
Well, it's like 70% of the population in America is circumcised, so why? Because it's seen as healthy.
No, the only reason it was considered healthy then was because it's the same reason. No, it's not the same reason.
It's just a transcript
of it. It's the same reason that cornflakes are made. The reason that have circumcision.
Not in the Bible, religious.
No, I'm talking about the reason it's big in America is the same reason cornflakes are made, was to stop masturbation. Because they've thought. Obviously.
Well, that's why there's female genital mutilations, to stop sexual pleasure.
Yeah, so, like, they took off foreskin, they don't make it hard for men to, like, jack off. They found lubricant, so it didn't happen very well.
Then it helps.
And they make the guy who made cornflakes, he made cornflakes because they were so bland, he thought that stopped people from masturbating.
Yeah.
You'd crumble it up in their pants.
You'd lie it on the bed.
No. That's a myth. It is originally because of the blandness. Yeah, it would suppress sexual urges because it's bland.
It was pro-anti-masturbation.
But then there were people that people say you would stuff it in the mattress so you would just lie still. But because humans don't naturally sleep like that, they move while they sleep. That's why it was debunked. No, but originally in religious texts, it comes from hygiene. Because when you wash less. And when you wash less, even in general, in Europe.
Well, let's face it, this idea comes from the Bronze Ages.
Yeah.
Let's not forget.
Yeah, because when you have foreskin,
so
you don't have
religion.
No, but when you have foreskin, you do have to make sure you wash a bit more because there is a thing where skin isn't exposed and it can build up, germs.
Gook.
Yeah. So there's that. But the thing is, it's the same like house that's outdated in religion now because we have technology to wash every day. Therefore, it's not a problem. It's also like pork. Pork was considered bad because it went off quicker.
But now we've got refrigeration, preservatives.
Also, didn't Max say that there's no way in the Torah that ever says that pork is actually bad for you?
You might have done, yeah.
Yeah, he said it was, Max is Jewish, and he said like nowhere in the Torah. Is it the Torah?
Torah.
I'm mixing the Torah and the Quran. Is that not a perfect harmonious world?
I think
the new Torah.
Sheer ignorance.
No, it's perfect. We mix all the texts. The new.
Well, they're all Abrahamic religions.
The new Torah.
Like,
yeah,
the new.
They're
Torah.
All within the same like
I'm
canon.
A peacemaker.
They're all Abrahamic.
Yeah, they're
it's
all.
The trilogy,
I mean.
Right?
Well, when you talk about angels and shit,
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, when you talk about angels and shit in like Christianity, it all comes from like the Judaism and the Torah and.
The Old Testament is just the Torah. The New Testament is just not the bit that's not in the Torah.
Oh, speaking of the New Testament, you know the Nick Cave album's coming out.
Mm.
He's talked about how he has so many different types of like styles of music. He's talking about the mellowing of the music. People are like, why have you become mellow in old age? He said. Well, number one, obviously, he was dishonest. He said, like, you know, as rock stars get older, they don't have the energy, so they mellow out and different life perspectives. But he also said it's because he gets his inspiration less from the Old Testament and more from the New. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how the Old Testament is quite, like, you know, if you think of the Old Testament as, like, an action movie, where it's, like, there's a lot of, like, smiting and tasks and stuff like that, and the Old Testament
there's lots
more
of smiting
of
and
love,
murder and genocide and firstborns being killed and sex and sin and death and sacrifice and stuff like that.
Are we going to do the book thing? Or should we choose another one? Or do you want that one?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, because it's Bill Hicks. He's already quite sweary. You need something kind of normal.
It's true. Well, these are just this is all transcripts, just his comedy anyway.
Yeah, they're just his stand-up routines, aren't they?
Well, none of these books there. Like, I know they're recipe books, but I don't know.
Wired Magazine.
No, but there's nothing that has a constant word that's used. Like in Harry Potter, wand would be used
computer,
by
computer, nerd, technology.
So if there's an Italian cookbook, we can use, like, say, like Italy or food could be used. Or
there's a taste of Italy.
No, I don't think they're mad really old. And they're just annoying to get back in. So take that.
That book's called How to Eat.
That one's called Potato. We should replace Potato.
We've got the
yes.
food.
Give me that. Put that back. Who's going to read?
You read it.
Okay, I'll read it.
Yeah, you do it. You've got a nice reading voice.
My voice is terrible.
Potato.
That's mine.
Potato!
All you need to know.
By the way,
should replace everyone with potato!
I should let the listeners at home know that Felix Sean and a good friend of ours named Luke made this. It's sick. Dolphin was. Those were delicious, man. How did you do that shit?
Yeah, you're good at Dolphin Wise.
I made that carrot shit.
This is more of a cookbook than a...
It was the only one like, yeah, we made last minute, words. And then you yeah, were like, I was making all this, all the carrots. I'm like, what's the, what? We need one more thing. I added all this stuff, and you're like, put a bit of wine in it. Yeah.
What was there wine in there?
Yeah, there was wine in the carrot.
No, no wonder I got pissed and stayed up until 10 right, in the morning.
Yeah, read that one.
Has that got potato
oh,
in it?
Yeah,
well, okay, I have to send you to bed.
Yeah.
Okay, what's this? This is a potato smoked trout.
And no, not potato smoked trout.
What? Sainsbury's potato smoked
trout. No, I mean, we've got to save. So what else is
this? No, I'm just saying
this.
What is it? This is the recipe for potato smoked trout in the croquettes.
Wait. Replace trout with cock.
No, it has to be potato.
Leek with cock. What potato we... with...
That's too much.
No, I'm going to forget that. It's one
potato
word.
Potato boob, trout is cunt, leek is...
No, literally just one word. Okay, just potato.
Potato and moist.
Ugh, I hate that word.
No, it has to be something physical.
It has to be physical.
That word's horrible.
Moist cunt.
No, I love the word moist.
Moist.
It's some moisture gushing.
Gushing. Another
word. No, it has to be gushing physical. Is an adjective.
No, it's not.
Or a verb.
So it has to be a noun.
I don't know.
It's a
nipple.
Words.
It's a verb.
Nipple.
It's not rude enough. Bellend.
What's the rudest word we can think of?
Cunt.
Juggling thundercunt, just grab thundercunt.
Axe wound.
Wizard sleeve.
Wizard.
Should I just replace
wizard?
That would work. Wizard sleeve.
What is wizard sleeve?
Means vagina.
It's the thing for wizard sleeve.
When it comes. Have you not heard of that before? We have to do wizard sleeve then.
It's like throwing hot dog down a cave.
No, it's no hot dog down a corridor.
It's a cave.
Who throws you down a cave? That's retired. Fuck your cave. Take these smoking dogs.
Throw a hot dog.
No.
Is she throwing? You throw a hot dog down a corridor.
It's not even touching the sides. Echo.
Some say there is a
mustard. Where's my hot dog? I'm hungry.
Some say there is a tribe in there that's never seen the white flag.
Yeah, shall we do a wizard sleep?
He got me spitting, yo.
I think that's all the ladies.
Yeah,
they spit in my face. Okay, this is a recipe for wizard sleeve, smoked trout, and leek croquettes. Okay, to make the tartar sauce, combine the mayonnaise, sour cream, capers, tarragon, and tarragon
sour cream
vinegar,
you should replace with cum.
And small... No, get out of the mic. Okay, bake the wizard sleeves as directed on page 111. Alternatively, cook the wizard sleeves in the microwave on high heat until tender, 6 to 8 minutes per side.
It may be quite dry, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it will make the wizard sleeves quite dry.
Not unless
nice
you
warm,
it got
though.
Them excited before you killed them.
Well, if you turn them on each side, it might, you know, be better.
Might even now.
Remove from the
oven. Soak it in its own juices.
Marinade. Marinade!
Okay, I just won.
That was the best.
Yeah. I think I just joined the boys' club.
Yes. Remove from the oven and let cool for 5 minutes. Cut the wizard sleeve in half and scoop the flesh out into a large bowl.
No,
this is so nice for Hannibal Lecter shit, son.
No, it gets better. Mash well with a wizard sleeve masher. Which works.
And so with some nice fava beans.
And a nice Chianti.
And a nice Chianti, yes.
Measure 1.5 cups of mashed wizard sleeve and transfer to a large bowl. Reserve the remaining mashed wizard sleeve for another use.
Cut me.
Okay. Add the leek and sauté until very tender, about 5 minutes. Add the leek to the mashed wizard sleeve. Stir in tarragon, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Stir the trout.
That'd be painful.
Stir the trout and mix in 1 of the eggs and 1/2 cup of bread crumbs.
Oh yeah, I was already wearing that as an earmuff. Comfy.
Not much potato after that didn't work.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was...
No, wait, Sean, leave it on.
I think I won that one.
I think you did.
Thank you. I think
people agree.
I disagree. Oh shit, no.
I'm a contrarian at heart.
I don't know if that worked, but yeah.
It's a good book, that Wizard Sleeve.
To be honest, I think the best was still just the Harry Potter one, to be honest.
Yeah, Wand for Wang works really well. Especially in Goblet of Fire when it talks about how he's got finger marks all over his one. So he tries to rub it with the edge of his sleeve and then white sparks shoot out of it.
He looks so, like, just disgusted and worried. Just like,
Can't see it, you dick.
How do you,
I don't know.
Fuck. Yeah, I don't know.
Alright. It's rap time!
Oh, is it? I guess that's what we're getting out.
Is that what I'm getting?
That's what we're getting now.
That doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh boy.
What was it? Gangster's Life Paradise. That's what I'm rapping about.
Wizard, it depends if Sean's going to rap.
Yeah, I'm going to rap.
Okay, Wizard's going to rap, but you can have it.
But it could play and I could look something up while he's rapping.
No, I need to point it towards
him. Yeah, what? What? Come on. Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
You ready, Sean?
This is MC Sean in the hizzazz. I'm about to rap. Yeah. Oh. No. Why am I rapping? Shit, I don't know. Gangster's life, paradise, rapping about wizard sleeves and all that sort of jazz. What rhymes with sleeves? I don't know. Cleves, Kiev. Kiev doesn't rhyme. What the fuck? I don't know. There's a duck over there and there's other rappers here. Oh my god. Got my backing track. But all I know is that this is really whack. I don't know why I'm still talking. Because this is really isn't rapping. Rapping rhymes with talking, right?
So they.
Hey, I'm just right out of sight. Oh shit. And now I come out for another hit of that pipe. Yo. I went one over. I'm smoking my e-cigarette, which is better than rent, and I am out.
Peace!
Mic drop! Boom!
The day that J-Rock loses his flow is the day that the hair on Jim... No.
Jim Leahy's
bald head grows. Bit too drunk to put that into...
We are big fans of Trailer Park Boys. Big up Canada.
Fuck you, Canada.
No, don't fuck you, Canada. My friends live in Canada.
I've got a friend who lives in Canada. He's a dick.
Yeah, but my friend who lives in Canada is a dick, and her name's Lyndon.
We should get Max to try.
And she's a suicide girl.
That's hot. Out.
She is quite fit.
Yeah. We should get Max to promote us at his uni.
You wouldn't do that. Yeah, he needs to actually believe in the things he's advertising.
We're British people. Talking shit.
No, because if we were to ever do First Orders live, we should go to Canada.
You should.
Yeah.
I want to go to
you if you pay for the tickets.
I've got really good humour.
The thing is, when we start making money off this, we're on iTunes now. That means Insta money.
If we were
you're rolling in the dough.
If we were to do First Orders Live, we need to have at least a couple of sections to move the show along and just hope that enough people like
talking. Well, we do have sections, but they tend to be at the end of the podcast.
No, but that's why we would devise sections just to go into the show. To start conversation.
I think we just need to plan more.
And so if we had enough viewers, we asked them to turn up with questions, weird, difficult questions. Nothing too intellectual, so it goes beyond funny. But it has to be disabled one with which that one is good. That was the best question we've had so far, I think.
If you had to have something shoved up your ass, what would it be?
Butt plug.
Yeah, fair enough.
Molly, as it is. Yeah, it's built for that.
It's built for purpose. It's got those funny blown ends so it can't get lost inside you.
Yeah. No, only if it was in the middle of a act where I was having sex with someone and that became part of the routine.
No, the issue is someone came up to you and I would either kill you or this is going to be shoved up your ass. What would you like that thing to be? You get a choice. Because this guy, he's accommodating to the fact he's about to start shoving something up your ass.
Molly's dick.
That'd be so painful.
That'd be painful.
So painful. I'm pretty sure we could die from hemorrhaging.
And I'm pretty sure that if you put the green end up first, that'd be worse.
Oh, that would be worse.
And then you'd get lost.
That'd be tasty.
You'd be bleeding on your intestines.
Yeah.
You could eat your shit.
It was a joke, man. Understand.
I'm just making sure you know that,
I was trying to think of the most things that grim thing.
I'm going to shove something up your ass by the end of this podcast. Do you really want it to be a podcast?
Really not.
Okay, why don't we think of the most grim thing you could do, but that's within reason. So you can't say laser sharks. Something like that. So a pineapple, for example.
Well, now all I can think is laser sharks.
No, we'll think of something else. I would think if you
laser mice are weird.
Now, I know, I think...
Laser chipmunk.
No, I know the best one. Basically, you have like about 50 champagne poppers all tied to one string and you let it go in someone's ass. That would be grim.
Just glitch.
Wait, how would you do 50?
Well, a reasonable amount.
What's that? Wait, so by champagne poppers, you mean like...
Yeah, no, when you go...
So it's like loads of champagne bottles all lined up in their ass and then they go get it.
No, no, that gets pushed in and it's all in. The only thing like protruding is the string and then you go...
I found a good place to do the wand into Willy.
Wand into Wang. Should we do that then?
Willy works. Willy's silly.
Yeah, but Wang.
But Wang is fine.
Okay. Well, no, we choose the word. It doesn't matter if it's Wang. It just needs
something penisy.
Well, it just needs to have a text.
Swapping it from wand.
Okay, what is the best word to describe a penis?
I think or phallic object.
No. Phallus?
Phallus. Schlong. I like schlong.
Schlong, yeah. Okay, schlong.
Dingle
schlong
dangle.
Is long.
Schlong. I don't like the word schlong, man.
Oh, schlong.
Sounds a bit wrong.
That's why it's good.
Schlong.
She knows how to crest on the bars and suck the schlong. Well, this will be a good marriage.
Dingleberry.
You know, snozberry is a made-up word by
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl, but actually, it's explained what snozberry means in what's it called? In Willy Wonka, he goes the blueberries taste of blueberries or something, and then he goes
the raspberries taste of raspberries, the snozberries taste of snozberries,
and then they're like snozberries doesn't exist, and he goes we are the like the dream makers, we can make whatever we want. So the whole thing is the fact that, you know, a creative imagination means that we can create a taste called snozberry. But then in a book he does another time, it was more of an adult book, where basically she, like, someone has a description, she goes, she knew how to, like, you know, it's a description of, like a woman who slept around a lot, and it's a book set in 1920s or something like that, and then they had slang for everything. And she goes, she really knew how to entertain a man's snozberry, you know, whenever she needed something. So essentially, snozberry is dick. And I can imagine he just used the word just because he had it. But
yeah. How about Freudian something? Freudian recession.
No. Schlong is good because it needs to have. Schlong it needs to be rude enough. It can't be too subtle because it's in when we read it.
I use massive schlong.
Massive schlong word. Okay, massive slong.
Alright, it's gotta be like one word. I'm reading along, so it has to be one word replacing wand with
schlong.
Schlong. Okay.
Oh no, I feel like I'm in both.
Mr. Ollivander ran his fingers along the schlong, apparently checking for scratches or bumps. Then he muttered
bumps!
Orchideus and a bunch of flowers burst from the willy tip.
Schlong tip.
Schlong tip, sorry. Very well, very well. It's in fine working order.
It's like that guy
put
the rose down his dick and forgot to take the thorns off. You heard of that?
He's trying what?
This guy was trying to do like a romantic gesture to his girlfriend.
I know Tristan did this himself. Player, play me down.
There's some guy apparently was putting the rose down, which you can do without much discomfort, it's a thing. But the thing is, on the rose has upward thorns. Turning thorns, and you've got to take it off. Imagine that.
No, I just feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. All right.
Every penis has a thorn.
All right.
Some are literal. All right, some
it works.
Are not.
It works better if it's Willy because I'm reading wand and I have to mentally replace it. Wand and Willy.
Okay, let's just go with Willy.
How Wang?
Wang.
Wang. Wang's better than Willy. Willy's childish and demeaning.
Mr. Diggory, eunuch. Fleur glided back to her seat, smiling at Cedric as he passed her. Ah, now this is one of mine, isn't it? Said Mr. Ollivander with much more enthusiasm as Cedric handed over his Wang. Yes, I remember it well.
It's with Dilda.
Containing a single hair from the tail of a particularly fine male unicorn. Must have been 17 hands. Nearly gored me with his horn after I plucked his tail.
Her writing is fucked up enough for me to go, which one's a euphemism? Yeah.
Is this fan fiction?
No, this is the real deal. 12 1/4 inches. Ash. Pleasantly springy. It's in fine condition. You treat it regularly.
This is fan fiction somehow.
Fan fiction, man.
Polished it last night, said Cedric, grinning. Harry looked down at his own wang. He could see finger marks all over it.
No, do dildo. It'd be work. Do that last sentence with dildo.
Works. And he looked down at his own dildo. He could see finger marks all over it.
God, man, she got sticky.
He gathered a fistful of robe from his knee and tried to rub it clean surreptitiously. Several gold sparks shot out the end of it. Le Delacour gave him a very patronising look and he desisted. Mr. Ollivander sent a stream of silver smoke rings from across the room with the tip of Cedric's wang, pronounced himself satisfied, and then said, Mr. Crumb, if you please. Victor Crumb got up and slouched, round-shouldered and duck-footed towards Mr. Ollivander. He thrust out his wang and stood scowling with his hands in the pockets of his robes.
Keep reading.
said Mr. Ollivander. This is a Grigorovich creation, unless I'm much mistaken. A fine wang maker, though the styling is never quite what I... However, he lifted the wang and examined it minutely, turning it over and over before his eyes. Yes, hornbeam and dragon heart string, he shot at Crumb, who nodded. Rather thicker than one usually sees. Quite rigid. 10¼ inches.
10¼ inches, man.
I should read that sentence again. You missed all of it.
Mandingo.
Yes, porn beam and dragon heart.
There's a porn song called Mandingo. He's a very, very hung black gentleman.
Is there a film called Mandingo?
Yeah, there is.
That's what like Quentin Tarantino loves that film.
No, but there's a male porn star called Mandingo.
Yeah, he is me.
Like basically, Triss. He'll fuck you in the ass and you get a sore throat by the end of it.
Triss, you need to hear this. You need to hear this, dude.
I want to hear more about wang.
He lifted the wang and examined it minutely, turning it over and over before his eyes. Yes, hornbeam and dragon heart strings, he shot at Crumb, who nodded. Rather thicker than one usually sees. Quite rigid. 10¼ inches. At least... The hornbeam wang let up a blast height like a gun, and a number of small twittering birds flew out the end and through the open window into the watery sunlight. Good, said Mr. Ollivander, handing Crumb back his wang, which leaves Mr. Potter.
Tell me I'm doing.
Harry got to his feet and walked past Crumb to Mr. Ollivander. He handed over his wang. Ah, yes, said Mr. Ollivander, his pale eyes suddenly gleaming. Yes, 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 how well I remember.
Suck my kiss. Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah.
Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, bow, yeah.
Bow, bow, bow. 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 Bow, bow,
bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
Should I been what I can, yeah. What I
should been. Should I been what I been, could I been dead if I didn't get a message gone through my head. I am what I am. Most motherfuckers don't give a damn. Oh, baby, think you can be my girl, I'll be your man. Something be a giver. Something about making you, letting you shiver. Hey, man,
Deep pain.
Something motherfuckers don't give a damn.
DP.
DP, totally. Suck my kiss. And that is how the room is reached, isn't it?
I found it. Mr. Ollivander spent much longer examining Harry's wang than anyone else's.
You've been listening to First Order's podcast with Tristan Williams, Felix Coker, Morley Spears McLeod, and Sean Wilkinson. We recorded quite a lot of material when we did this, so we've actually split into two parts. So please join in next time where we get a lot more drunk, and so much so that I'm incredibly hungover the next morning. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good duration time until the next one. Thank you. Bye.
She's like chocolate mousse or something.
But
or
like,
strawberry mousse.
But like, yeah. Sugar.
Saying you nom it just sounds a bit...
It's good.
Nom, 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 nom. Oh, Tristan's nodding his head with a suggestive look.
Don't do that noise. It's whenever Kevin Smith does that noise on his show, I'm like... Someone biting his dick off. How does... No. That's not the noise that gets made.
This is the noise that gets me.
It's pretty dry. I don't know why. Oh no. Oh yeah.
Praise the Lord. Lord of food jobs.
Oh yeah.